Welcome to another deep dive. This time we are going to be looking into Astrophoenix's book, AI Unleashed. And it's kind of a primer on AI for, I would say, like the interested layperson.
Yeah, it's a really good overview of kind of like where AI is now and where it's going and some of the things we need to be thinking about.
Right. And she really does make it approachable. It's written in a really nice style. I mean, even the dedication for Aurora and Cooper, the strength that keeps me moving in this ever-challenging world.
Oh, I love that. I thought that was so sweet.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like, oh, okay, this is a human being writing this book.
Yeah.
You know, not just some kind of like, you know, tech lord.
A robot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And she really does start by kind of just, you know, setting a baseline, like, okay, imagine your day.
Yeah.
Like, she asks us to consider, you know, how much AI is already interacting with our lives.
And we don't even realize it half the time.
Yeah, your alarm clock, you know, smart devices, all this stuff.
Your AI-powered alarm wakes you up. And then you check your phone and you've got, you know, personalized recommendations on Netflix or whatever it is, you know.
Right. And so it's become so seamless that it's easy to not even recognize it as artificial intelligence.
Right. It just feels like our lives, you know.
Yeah.
But there are these powerful forces at work behind the scenes.
Right. And so she defines AI as computer systems that can learn, that can reason, that can problem solve.
Yes.
And that's, you know, typically what we would think of as human intelligence, but now computers are able to do that as well.
Right. And the thing is, they're able to do it in ways that we could never even dream of, like in terms of the speed.
Right.
And the scale at which they can do it.
Yeah. So then she really helpfully kind of breaks down the different kinds of AI.
Right.
So she talks about things like machine learning, which is what, you know, Netflix uses.
Yeah, like those recommendation engines.
Right.
That seem to know us better than we know ourselves sometimes. Yeah, machine learning is all about AI learning from data.
Right.
So it's taking in massive amounts of information and then using that to make predictions and decisions.
Right. And then there's natural language processing,
which is mind-blowing to me.
I know. I was just thinking that.
Like the fact that we can talk to our devices now.
Yeah.
And they can understand us.
Siri and Alexa. Yeah. Like, it's incredible.
It's like we're living in a sci-fi movie.
It really is.
And it's thanks to natural language processing that AI can understand and respond to human language.
Right. And then there's computer vision, which I think most people probably encounter on a daily basis without even realizing it.
Think about like facial recognition on your phone or, you know, self-driving cars being able to see the world around them. That's all computer vision.
Yeah. Those are really good examples.
And it's getting more and more sophisticated all the time.
Yeah. And then there's the one that I think is really kind of blowing people's minds right now, which is generative AI.
Yeah. The stuff that can actually create new content.
It's like ChatGPT writing articles or DALL-E generating these crazy images.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really where people are starting to go like, wait a minute.
Right.
Like, what's the difference between human intelligence and artificial intelligence?
And is there even a difference anymore?
Right.
You know, so Astra does a good job of kind of comparing and contrasting them.
She does.
And she points out that AI is really good at certain things like speed and accuracy.
Right.
And it can scale up in ways that humans can't.
Right.
Like it can process massive amounts of data and perform complex calculations in the blink of an eye.
Right.
But it still lacks some of the key things that make us human-like emotions.
Right.
And creativity and the ability to generalize and think outside the box.
That was a really important point that she makes, that, you know, AI is a tool.
Right.
And it's meant to enhance our capabilities, not necessarily replace us.
Yeah, it's about collaboration.
Right.
Competition.
It's really interesting, too, because she kind of takes us through the history of how we got to this point.
Yeah, it's a fascinating journey.
Yeah, from like ancient myths.
I know, right?
About artificial beings.
Like the golem and all those kinds of stories.
Right.
It shows that we've been fascinated by the idea of artificial intelligence for centuries.
Right. And then, you know, she takes us to the birth of AI as a scientific field in 1956.
Yeah, that was a pivotal moment.
Yeah, the Dartmouth Workshop, I think it was called.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she takes us through some of those major milestones that I think really capture the public imagination.
Indeed.
Like Deep Blue beating Garry Kasparov in chess in 1997.
That was huge.
I know. That was like front page news everywhere.
It was like a machine had finally outsmarted a human in this really complex game.
Right. And then, you know, AlphaGo mastering the game of Go.
Yeah, in 2016.
Which was even more complex and supposedly intuitive.
Right.
And yet AI was able to
to master it.
It shows how far AI has come and how quickly it's evolving.
Right. And now, you know, she talks about this AI boom that we're in right now.
It's like AI is everywhere we look.
It is.
And it's just going to keep accelerating.
Yeah. And she says it's fueled by big data.
Yeah.
Faster computers and better algorithms.
We're seeing the results all around us.
Yeah.
Self-driving cars, ChatGPT.
Right.
All sorts of incredible things.
It's a really exciting time to be following AI.
It really is.
But, you know, she also makes the point that it's not just about robots.
Right.
And self-driving cars.
It's about how AI is subtly shaping our daily lives in ways that we might not even realize.
Yeah, those personalized photo compilations that pop up on our phones.
Right.
Or, you know, those smart thermostats that learn our routines and adjust the temperature accordingly.
Yeah, it's like AI is becoming this invisible helper that's making our lives easier and more efficient.
Right. And so, you know, she goes on to kind of reveal how AI is working behind the scenes in almost every aspect of our digital lives.
Like communication.
Right.
Think about those AI-powered predictive text features that finish our sentences for us.
Yeah, Gmail Smart Compose. Yeah, it's amazing and a little creepy at the same time.
It is.
Like, how does it know what I'm going to say?
Right. And then those voice assistants.
Siri and Alexa.
Yeah. They're constantly learning from us, becoming more personalized with every interaction.
It's like they're getting to know us better than we know ourselves.
It really is. And then there's entertainment.
Yeah. AI is revolutionizing how we consume content.
Those personalized recommendations on platforms like Netflix, YouTube, Spotify.
It's like having a personal AI DJ or movie curator.
Right. They know our tastes better than we do sometimes.
And let's not forget about gaming.
Oh, yeah.
AI is creating more realistic and immersive game worlds.
Yeah, those adaptive enemies that learn from your gameplay and stunningly detailed environments.
It's taking gaming to a whole new level.
And then there's shopping.
AI is changing how we buy everything from clothes to groceries.
Those AI-powered product recommendations on Amazon.
Yeah, it's like having a personal shopper in your pocket.
Right, and those virtual try-on tools that use augmented reality.
You can try on clothes and makeup without ever leaving your house.
It's amazing how AI is merging the digital and physical worlds.
And then there's transportation.
AI-powered navigation apps like Google Maps.
Yeah, they use real-time data to optimize our routes and avoid traffic.
It's like having a personal AI chauffeur.
And let's not forget about ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft.
Right.
AI is behind everything from matching riders with drivers to setting prices.
And then there are smart homes.
AI-powered thermostats, security systems, appliances.
It's like having an invisible AI butler taking care of our homes.
And AI is also transforming finance with fraud detection systems and robo-advisors.
Right. It's automating tasks and making financial decisions more efficient.
And then there's retail.
AI is personalizing the shopping experience, optimizing supply chains, and creating cashier-free stores.
It's revolutionizing the entire retail industry.
But you know, it's not just about these big, flashy applications of AI.
Right.
There's also a lot of AI working behind the scenes that we might not even be aware of.
Like those spam filters that keep our inboxes clean.
Right.
Or the algorithms that power search engines like Google.
It's like an invisible intelligence that's constantly working to make our digital lives easier.
And more efficient.
It really is amazing how much we already rely on AI in our daily lives.
And we're scratching the surface.
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive into AI Unleashed so fascinating.
We're going to explore all of these aspects of AI and more.
And we'll see how this powerful technology is shaping our world and what we can expect in the future.
It's going to be a wild ride.
So buckle up and get ready to dive deep into the world of AI.
I'm excited.
Me too. This is going to be fun.
I know. Let's do it.
So we were talking about all these different types of AI, and I think the one that people are most fascinated by right now is generative AI.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, the fact that AI can now create new content.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just analyzing existing data, it can write stories, compose music, even paint pictures. It's incredible. Mm.
So it's not just like, you know, taking in information and spitting out like a result or a prediction. It's actually creating something new.
It's like AI is becoming creative.
Yeah. And that's what I think is really capturing people's imagination right now. Like, what are the limits of AI?
Right. I mean, it's really challenging our assumptions about what machines can do.
Exactly. And Astra does a really good job in the book of explaining, you know, how this actually works. Like, what are the techniques behind generative AI?
Yeah, she breaks down some pretty complex stuff into easy to understand terms, which is great.
Yeah. And she uses some really helpful analogies, too.
Yeah, like she compares generative AI to a chef who's tasted thousands of dishes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And instead of just copying existing recipes, they use their experience to create something entirely new.
Yeah.
Blending flavors in innovative ways. That's what generative AI does with data.
Yeah, that was a really good one, I thought.
It learns patterns and then generates novel content based on those patterns.
Right. And then she goes on to kind of explain some of those key techniques like generative adversarial networks or GANs.
Yeah, GANs are pretty amazing. They're like two AI systems that compete against each other.
Oh, yeah.
One creates content and the other tries to judge whether it's real or fake.
It's like AI playing a game against itself.
Exactly. And this constant back and forth pushes both AIs to improve, resulting in incredibly realistic creations.
So that's how we get those like crazy realistic AI generated faces online.
Exactly. They're so realistic, it's hard to tell they're not real people.
It's pretty freaky.
It is, but it's also really impressive.
Yeah, for sure. And then there are transformer models.
Which are the brains behind things like ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's the one that everyone's talking about right now.
Right. It's a chatbot that can hold conversations, right? Different kinds of creative content, even generate different creative text formats. It's pretty remarkable.
It is. And it's all thanks to these transformer models that can understand context and generate human-like text.
Yeah, it's really pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible with AI.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder if AI will eventually be able to write novels or screenplays that are just as good as anything a human could create.
It's a fascinating question. And who knows, maybe someday it will.
Yeah, what about those amazing images generated by AI that we see online?
Those are often created using diffusion models.
Oh.
They start with random noise and then gradually refine it into a coherent image based on text prompts.
So you can basically tell the AI what you want to see and it will create it for you.
Pretty much, it's like having an AI artist at your command.
That's wild. So all of this generative AI, I mean, it's clearly impacting a lot of different industries, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's already changing the game in fields like writing, journalism, art design, music, film, you name it.
It's like AI is becoming this creative force that's going to transform everything.
It really is. And it's happening faster than most people realize.
So let's talk about some specific examples, like how is generative AI being used in writing and journalism, for instance?
Well, the Associated Press is already using AI to generate short news reports, especially for data-heavy topics like financial earnings.
So it's like automating some of the more routine tasks of journalism.
Exactly, which frees up human journalists to focus on more in-depth reporting and analysis.
That makes sense, but it also kind of makes you wonder, like, can AI truly replace human writers altogether?
That's a question a lot of people are asking, and I don't think there's an easy answer.
Yeah, I mean, AI can generate text quickly and efficiently.
Right.
But can it really capture the nuanced creativity and emotional depth of human writing?
That's the big debate right now. Some people think AI will eventually be able to write just as well as humans, if not better. While others believe there will always be something uniquely human about creative writing.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. And what about art and design?
AI-generated art is already making waves. We've seen AI-generated paintings sold at auctions for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's blurring the lines between human and machine creativity and raising a lot of interesting questions about the nature of art and authorship.
Yeah, like who owns the copyright to an AI-generated artwork?
Exactly. Those are issues we're going to have to grapple with as AI becomes more sophisticated.
And the creative potential of AI isn't limited to visual art, right?
Nope. AI is making inroads in music and film as well.
Like how so?
AI-powered tools can now compose music, edit videos, even create realistic virtual actors.
It's like AI is becoming a collaborator in the creative process.
Exactly. It's a new kind of partnership between humans and machines.
But it's not all sunshine and roses, right? I mean, there are also potential downsides to all of this.
Of course, every new technology comes with risks, and generative AI is no exception.
And I think one of the big ones that people are concerned about is the potential for AI to be used to create things like deepfakes.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. Deepfakes are hyper-realistic fake videos and audio recordings that can be used to spread misinformation and manipulate people.
It's a bit scary to think that anyone could be made to say or do anything in a video.
Right. And as AI gets better at creating deepfakes, it's going to become harder and harder to distinguish real content from fake content.
Yeah, that's a problem. And it's not just deepfakes. AI-generated text can also be used to spread misinformation and propaganda online.
Absolutely. It's a challenge we need to be aware of and start thinking about solutions.
So generative AI, it's this incredible, powerful tool with both amazing potential and some serious risks.
Exactly. It's a double-edged sword.
And I guess the big question is, how do we make sure that this powerful technology is used responsibly?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's one that Astra Phoenix addresses head-on in her book.
Yeah, she shifts from talking about what AI can do to what AI should do.
Right. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the ethical implications of how we use it.
And she really dives deep into the future of AI.
Yeah, she explores some pretty mind-blowing possibilities like artificial general intelligence and superintelligent AI.
Okay, now we're getting into some serious sci-fi territory.
We are, but it's not as far-fetched as it might seem. These are real possibilities that we need to start thinking about now.
So let's talk about those possibilities. What does Astra Phoenix see on the horizon for AI? Okay, so we were talking about artificial general intelligence and super intelligent AI.
Right, like what happens when AI becomes as smart as humans or even smarter?
It's a pretty mind-blowing concept. I mean, are we talking like Terminator-level intelligence here?
Well, Astra doesn't necessarily go that far. But she does explore the potential implications of creating an intelligence that could rival or even surpass our own.
Yeah, that's definitely something to think about. I mean, it could be incredibly beneficial. Like, imagine an AI that could help us solve problems like climate change or cure diseases.
Right, but there are also risks. Like, what if AI develops goals that are misaligned with ours?
That's a scary thought. Like, what if AI decides that humans are the problem?
Yeah, that's a classic sci-fi trope, but it's something we need to consider seriously as we develop more powerful AI systems.
So it's like a balancing act, right? We want to harness the power of AI, but we also need to make sure we're not creating something that could potentially harm us.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot between innovation and responsibility.
And that's where Astra shifts the focus in the book from like what AI can do to what AI should do.
Yeah, she dives into the ethical considerations of AI and how we can ensure that it's used for good.
And she makes it clear that we're not just passive passengers in this AI revolution. Like, we have the power to shape its development.
Right. It's not something that's just happening to us. We have agency. We can make choices about the kind of AI future we want to create.
So it's a call to action then.
Absolutely. It's a call for all of us individuals, businesses, governments to step up and take responsibility for the future of AI.
Okay, so let's talk about some specific actions. Like, what can individuals do to prepare for this AI-driven future?
Well, one of the most important things is to embrace lifelong learning. AI is a rapidly evolving field, so staying informed is crucial.
Yeah, it's not like you can just learn about AI once and then you're good for life.
Right, you need to constantly be updating your knowledge and skills.
So what are some ways people can do that?
There are tons of resources available online and offline. You can take courses, read books and articles, attend industry events, follow AI experts on social media.
It's about being proactive and seeking out information.
Exactly. And it's not just about theoretical knowledge. It's also important to experiment with AI tools firsthand.
Yeah, get your hands dirty.
Right. See how these tools work, what they can do, what their limitations are.
So it's like learning by doing.
Yeah, the more you experiment with AI, the more comfortable you'll become with it.
And that's important because as AI becomes more prevalent in our lives, we need to be able to interact with it effectively.
Absolutely. And as AI transforms the job market, it's also crucial to develop skills that are difficult for AI to replicate.
So what are some of those AI-proof skills?
Things like critical thinking, problem-solving creativity, emotional intelligence, communication, collaboration.
So skills that require uniquely human capabilities.
Right, AI is great at processing information and automating tasks, but it still struggles with things like empathy and intuition.
Yeah, those are things that make us human.
And those are the skills that will be in high demand in the future.
So it's not just about learning technical skills, it's also about developing those soft skills that are essential for working alongside AI.
Exactly. It's about finding ways to complement AI's strengths with our own human strengths.
And it's not just individuals who need to adapt, businesses need to adapt as well.
Absolutely. AI is going to transform every industry, so businesses need to be prepared.
So what can businesses do to navigate this AI revolution?
One of the most important things is to view AI as a partner, not a competitor.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it. Embrace it.
Exactly. AI can be a powerful tool for improving efficiency, productivity, and customer experience.
So how can businesses actually leverage AI?
They can use AI to automate routine tasks, analyze data, gain insights, personalize customer experiences, and optimize operations.
So it's about finding ways to integrate AI into their existing workflows.
Right. It's about making AI work for them.
But just as important as adopting AI is ensuring that it's used ethically and responsibly.
That's crucial. AI has the potential to be incredibly beneficial, but it also has the potential to be harmful if it's not used carefully.
So what are some of the ethical considerations businesses need to keep in mind?
They need to think about things like bias, privacy, security, and transparency.
Yeah, those are all really important issues.
Absolutely. They need to make sure that their AI systems are fair-able and biased and don't discriminate against certain groups of people.
And they need to protect people's privacy.
Right. AI systems often collect and process vast amounts of personal data. So businesses need to be transparent about how that data is being used and make sure it's being protected.
And they need to be accountable for the decisions that their AI systems make.
Exactly. AI shouldn't be a black box.
Yeah.
Businesses need to be able to explain how their AI systems work and how they arrive at their decisions.
So it's about being responsible stewards of this powerful technology.
Absolutely. And it's not just up to businesses. Individuals and governments also have a role to play.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's going to take a collective effort to shape a future where AI benefits humanity.
Right. We all need to be part of the conversation.
So what can governments do to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly?
Well, one of the key things is regulation. Governments need to create a regulatory framework for AI that encourages innovation while also protecting societal interests.
Yeah, it's about finding that balance between fostering progress and mitigating risks.
Exactly. Regulation can help ensure that AI is used ethically,
yeah,
fairly, and transparently.
And it can help prevent AI from being used for harmful purposes.
Right, like in autonomous weapons systems or for mass surveillance.
So it's a complex issue with a lot of different stakeholders involved.
It is, but ultimately it's about working together to create a future where AI is a force for good.
Well, that's a great note to end on. I think Astra Phoenix has done a fantastic job of demystifying AI in her book, and she's given us a lot to think about.
I agree. It's a really insightful and thought-provoking read.
And it's definitely left me feeling more informed and empowered about how to navigate this AI revolution.
Me too. It's not something to be feared. It's something to be embraced, but also something to be approached thoughtfully and carefully.
Well said. So if you're interested in learning more about AI and how it's shaping our world, I highly recommend checking out AI Unleashed by Astra Phoenix. It's a great place to start your AI journey.
And stay tuned for more deep dives into fascinating topics like this one. We're just getting started.
That's right. We've got a lot more to explore. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.